2 Samuel chapter 20. Now a wicked man named Sheba son of Bichri, a Benjaminite, happened to be there. He blew the trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, we have no inheritance in this son of Jesse. Every man go home, O Israel." So all the men of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba son of Bichri. But the men of Judah stuck by their king all the way from the Jordan River to Jerusalem. Then David went to his palace in Jerusalem. The king took 10 concubines he had left to care for the palace and placed them under confinement. Though he provided for their needs, he did not have sexual relations with them. They remained in confinement until the day they died, living out the rest of their lives as widows. Then the king said to Amasa, "Call the men of Judah together for me in 3 days, and you be present here with them too." So Amasa went out to call Judah together, but in doing so he took longer than the time that the king had allotted him. Then David said to Abishai, "Now Sheba son of Bichri will cause greater disaster for us than Absalom did. Take your lord's servants and pursue him, otherwise he will secure fortified cities for himself and get away from us." So Joab's men, accompanied by the Kethites and the Pelethites and all the warriors, left Jerusalem to pursue Sheba son of Bichri. When they were near the big rock that is Gibeon, Amasa came to them. Now Joab was dressed in military attire and had a dagger in its sheath belted to his waist. When he advanced, it fell out. Joab said to Amasa, "How are you, my brother?" And with his right hand Joab took hold of Amasa's beard as if to greet him with a kiss. Amasa did not protect himself from the knife in Joab's other hand, and Joab stabbed him in the abdomen, causing Amasa's intestines to spill out on the ground. There was no need to stab him again. The first blow was fatal. Then Joab and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba son of Bichri. One of Joab's soldiers who stood over Amasa said, "Whoever is for Joab and whoever is for David, follow Joab." Amasa was squirming in his own blood in the middle of the path, and this man had noticed that all the soldiers stopped. Having noticed that everyone who came across Amasa stopped, the man pulled him away from the path and into the field and threw a garment over him. Once he had removed Amasa from the path, everyone followed Joab to pursue Sheba son of Bichri. Sheba traveled through all the tribes of Israel to Abel of Beth-Makkah and all the Berite region. When they had assembled, they too joined him. So Joab's men came and laid siege against him in Abel of Beth-Makkah. They prepared a siege ramp outside the city which stood against its outer rampart. As all of Joab's soldiers were trying to break through the wall so that it would collapse, a wise woman called out from the city, "Listen up! Listen up! Tell Joab, come near so that I may speak to you." When he approached her, the woman asked, "Are you Joab?" He replied, "I am." She said to him, "Listen to the words of your servant." And he said, "Go ahead, I'm listening." She said, "In the past they would always say, 'Let them inquire in Abel,' and that is how they settled things. I represent the peaceful and faithful in Israel. You are attempting to destroy an important city in Israel. Why should you swallow up the Lord's inheritance?" Joab answered, "Get serious. I don't want to swallow up or destroy anything. That's not the way things are. There is a man from the hill country of Ephraim named Sheba, son of Bichri. He has rebelled against King David. Give me just this one man, and I will leave the city." The woman said to Joab, "This very minute his head will be thrown over the wall to you." Then the woman went to all the people with her wise advice, and they cut off Sheba's head and threw it out to Joab. Joab blew the trumpet, and his men dispersed from the city, each going to his own home. Joab returned to the king in Jerusalem. Now Joab was the general in command of all the army of Israel. Benaiah, the son of Joadiah, was over the Kerethites and the Perethites. Adoraim was the supervisor of the work crews. Jehoshaphat, son of Elihud, was the secretary. Sheva was the scribe, and Zadok and Abathiah were the priests. Ira, the Jarite, was David's personal priest. Oh,
This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.